Cuomo says the new law closes a dangerous loophole in the state's Clean Indoor Air Act, which limits cigarette smoking in public places. Those same restrictions will now apply to smokeless e-cigarettes. They will no longer be permitted in public places, including bars, restaurants, and workplaces. E-cigarettes were not widely available when the Clean Indoor Air Act was first enacted in 2003. The American Cancer Society's Julie Hart says while e-cigarettes don't emit smoke like a conventional cigarette, they still are not safe for the health of the user or those breathing secondhand the aerosol vapor emitted from the product.
E-cigarette aerosol is definitely not harmless. It can contain potentially harmful constituents such as nicotine, ultrafine particles, and then volatile organic compounds such as benzene, and that's found, you know, in car exhaust. So there's definitely cause for concern in terms of what's in the chemicals, even if it's less than is in a combustible cigarette.
There have been no long-term studies directly linking the products to cancer. Hart says that's because they have not been on the market long enough to be analyzed. The U.S. Surgeon General has said that the use of any form of nicotine for teenagers is unsafe. Hart calls the new law a great first step, but she says more needs to be done to counteract the growing number of young people who use the product. According to the state health department, just 4.3% of teenagers report using regular cigarettes. But a report released in March of 2017 found that the rate of high school students using e-cigarettes doubled in just 2 years, from 10.5% in 2014 to over 20% by 2016.
Back in the day when, you know, we thought, all right, cigarettes were cool, that this is now a perception with youth that, you know, e-cigarettes are cool. So it's been a real problem in New York that so many kids are trying these products. These are kids that would have never tried a cigarette.
While manufacturers say they don't market the e-cigarettes to children, they are available in flavors like strawberry, chocolate, and bubblegum. Overall, e-cigarettes are far less regulated than conventional cigarettes, but that could change later this year. The legislature passed a bill last spring to subject stores known as vape shops, which sell e-cigarettes and related products, to regulation from the state's Department of Tax and Finance. That bill will be sent to the governor later this year for him to sign or veto, says Hart.
That's definitely a loophole, and I think everybody has seen, you know, these vape shops that pop up all over the place. And, you know, we just don't know the extent of where they are because they don't have to register with Tax and Finance.
Taxes on e-cigarettes are also relatively low, Hart says, compared to an average of $4.25 a pack for regular cigarettes. That tax is even higher in New York City. E-cigarettes are subject only to state and local sales tax. They can be sold individually at a relatively low price, making them even more appealing to younger people. The American Cancer Society would like lawmakers to authorize new taxes on e-cigarettes, and they say they'll ask the governor to consider it in his new budget plan, due out in January. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.